West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Carroll County Sheriff's Office spokesperson said Friday that deputies have asked the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to assist with uncovering a potential piece of evidence that could help them in their investigation of the murders of a Carroll County couple this past February. Public Information Officer Ashley Halsey says it is typical for the Sheriff's Office to reach out to the GBI when the state agency's advanced equipment can assist in investigations. 41-year-old Kristen and 45-year-old James Brock were found deceased by apparent gunshot wounds in the morning hours of February the 20th inside of their home at 1531 Carrollton Tyus Road. Kristen's father has reportedly offered a $5,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction in this case. Anyone who may have any information related to the homicides should contact investigator TJ Repetto at the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Carroll County Sheriff's Office is seeking camera footage from the Indian Lake Trail subdivision in Villarrica from April the 24th between the hours of 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock p.m. In reference to an ongoing carjacking investigation, deputies hope to identify a suspect. Described as a dark-skinned black male, approximately 5'5" in his 30s to 40s, short hair styled in waves, he was last seen wearing black shorts and a white t-shirt. The victim sustained injuries during the incident and was eventually able to escape with her vehicle once the suspect exited in Douglas County. The victim's vehicle is a 2024 blue Jeep Compass with a Florida license plate, and the car is being processed for evidence. If you live in or near the Indian Lake Trail subdivision and have camera footage from that time frame, please check your recordings and contact investigator Mason Dodson at the CCSO. Well, several items on the agenda for a special called meeting of the mayor and city council of Villarrica on Monday, among them a paving project for Church Street, emergency repair of Cowan's Lake Dam, and discussion of an appointment of an interim city manager. Whoever accepts that role would be the fourth person to be either city manager or interim city manager in less than 1 year. In the city of Villarrica, the city manager is the chief administrative officer and is responsible for making sure the policy decisions made by the city council are implemented and that public services are delivered efficiently and effectively. Current interim city manager Diana DeSanto notified the city that she will not be continuing beyond her six-month interim period, and her last day is April the 30th. Earlier this month, Mayor Leslie McPherson told WLBB Radio that deciding on an interim city manager is the initial goal because there's not time to do the necessary search for a permanent city manager before DeSanto leaves. The city of Carrollton is one of three Georgia cities making a new top 25 list of cities in the U.S. to start a business. The Wallet Hub study analyzed 1,334 cities across three key dimensions, those being business environment, access to resources, and business costs. Cities were selected based on population size ranging from 25,000 to 100,000 residents. Carrollton ranked number 15 on that list. LaGrange ranked number 10. With Julian Lewis taking his game to the University of Colorado, Carrollton High School will have a new starting quarterback in 2025, and among the contenders for that role will be former Christ School quarterback Mason Holtzclaw, who announced this week he's transferring to Carrollton and reclassifying to the class of 2026, according to Yahoo Sports. Holtzclaw, who is from Piedmont, South Carolina, has pulled in over a dozen Division I offers, including North Carolina, Virginia Tech, Kentucky, and Florida State, among others. Over 2 years as the Greenies starter, Holtzclaw had an 8-12 record while throwing for 2,467 yards, 18 touchdowns, and 22 interceptions while completing 52% of his passes. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.